DBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S. military has successfully completed the evacuation of the American embassy in Sudan, say two sources familiar with the operation to ABC News. The embassy has been closed. In the East African country, there's a shooting war between forces of two generals fighting for control of Sudan. The Sudanese paramilitary group battling Sudan's army has issued a statement saying its rapid support forces were helping a U.S. military mission that consisted of six planes to evacuate diplomats and their families. ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
Explosions and gunfire ringing out in the streets of the capital, Khartoum. Dark plumes of smoke billowing into the sky. The 72-hour ceasefire announced by both sides on Friday quickly deteriorating. The Sudanese army saying it is coordinating with other countries to evacuate foreign citizens and diplomats.
Saudi Arabia says it was able to evacuate 91 of its own citizens and 66 other nationals from Sudan. This is ABC News. The Sudanese army may say that they're trying to evacuate foreign diplomats, but for everybody else in Sudan, many can't go out of their homes to get food and water because of gunfire, looting, and armed robberies, says this man.
For the last 1 week, it's also been about safety and survival.
Thomas Okady is a manager with a Norwegian Refugee Council.
The challenge in El Fasher now is that people are lacking basic services.
Like that food and water and also electricity. Learning them young about growing good stuff and keeping it all clean. Part of Chicago's South Side is cleaner now on Earth Day after dozens of preschoolers at Building Blocks Learning Academy did the dirty work with their teachers and parents.
I'm going to clean up the trash today so the Earth can be happy.
Jess's mom, Janisha Dunmar, says that these activities have positive rippling effects throughout the community. The kids and adults also got into the dirt and planted a vegetable garden. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And
Tax Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah. Phoebus Angel, that's Bronze Scorpion on Maxine Kevy. We are local music. Rictus Grin before that with Dark Heart Feather. That's brand new. I have not heard that song before. I think this released about a year ago or so. Thunder Goat before that with Killer Bong Dude. Killer Bong Dude. I like that song. I like this band, Thunder Goat. If you check out their Facebook page, there's a really cool cover picture. It's like very animated. Really cool. Anyway, check that out. May Bash, happy Memorial Day weekend. Get your ducats for that. Stick around. We got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. And YLab is going to help us out. YLab, Last Crack, what?
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and MaxSync Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rock.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB-